Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Latvia, the Art of Jen Shanrin International Exhibition at Rzeczny Academy of Technologies. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra kicks off 2018 tour in Taipei, Taiwan. Outstanding insurance salesperson's life is renewed. Survivors of serious diseases, women from different walks of life. Critically ill man denied medical parole, dies months after being imprisoned for telling people about his faith. And Germany, Falun Gong added to park exercise project in Lunen. Now for the stories.
Latvia. The Art of Jen Shanrin International Exhibition at the Rzeczny Academy of Technologies. The Art of Jen Shanrin, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition opened on September 3, 2018 at the Rzeczny Academy of Technologies in Latvia. The works in the exhibition, all by artists who practice Falun Gong, depict the beauty of the cultivation practice of Falun Gong and the tragic human rights abuses taking place in China against those who refuse to give it up. Sadly, Falun Gong has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese communist regime since 1999. Representatives from the Rzeczny City Council, County Council, Central Library, and other city authorities took part in the open ceremony. Among the guests were a member of the Latvian Parliament, supporters of the exhibition and sponsors, representatives from regional television networks and local newspapers, and administrators, lecturers, and students from the Rzeczny Academy of Technologies. The curator of the exhibition briefly presented the ideas behind the exhibition, the themes of the artworks and the artists. He said that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are universal principles that transcend time, space, religion, and politics. The main artist, Chinese sculptor Professor Zhang Kulin, said, "The dynasties and nations are mostly remembered thanks to their achievements in the arts. The art of ancient Asia honored the divine." The curator added that the artworks depict harmony, grief, courage, and justice, and that the artists have tried to emphasize human beings' best qualities. A well-known local artist and professor was deeply moved by the work's purity and technique, as well as their deeper meaning. He said that, despite the persecution in China, the exhibition offers hope. He noted, "This exhibition is really fascinating and will not leave anyone indifferent." A reporter from a local newspaper said that he has covered many events and exhibitions, but this was the first to move him so deeply. He also wanted to learn more about Falun Gong. He said that the organizers of the exhibition, Falun Gong practitioners, were lighting the way. He wished them good luck and success. The exhibition will run until October 6, 2018.
Shenyun Symphony Orchestra kicks off 2018 tour in Taipei, Taiwan. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra began its 2018 tour on September 13th at the National Concert Hall in Taipei, Taiwan. The orchestra will perform 12 concerts in 10 Taiwanese cities this season before heading to South Korea. This is the orchestra's seventh season of reviving Chinese culture through seamlessly combining musical traditions of the East and West. In addition to recent original works by Shenyun's composers, this year's program also includes classical pieces by Vivaldi, Tchaikovsky, and Wagner. A senior Vatican official in Taiwan said, "They are very good at this because you get involved in the music itself. I like very much the stories that are expressed through the music. This is what is personally very touching," he said. "The musicians are gifted people who are, while performing, providing this kind of spiritual existence, which also benefits them too," he added. "In Western culture, we also see values, including spiritual values. So in this sense, I think the concert is somehow giving its own contribution to society, he added. There are good things in both sides, West and East, so you try to combine the best things from both sides to make one piece, and this is the special characteristic of this orchestra, he described. Chow Ko-Chuang, a pianist, conductor, and composer, said of the performance, I've listened to symphonies for decades, but Shenyun is the top. It's seamless. Besides the musician's exceptionally good skills, it's not easy to memorize so many music scores. The performance has really left a lasting and pleasant impression on me, he said.
Outstanding insurance salesperson's life is renewed. Ms. Yang Yuan has had the honor to attend the Million Dollar Roundtable Convention 4 years in a row. It is recognized internationally as the standard of excellence in the life insurance and financial services business. Yang Yuan often shares with her friends and colleagues not only her professional experiences, but also a life-renewing miracle that started 11 years ago. Yuan married in 2007, and she and her husband were anxious to have children. 6 months after their wedding, however, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She had the surgery, but a year later she relapsed. The doctors told her that the cancer has spread and that her ovaries and uterus had to be removed. My life collapsed, she recalled. I had just gotten married, but they told me that I could not have a baby. I don't have siblings. If I died, who would take care of my parents? I cried every day. After an extensive surgery, Yuan hired a private nurse, a Falun Gong practitioner, who tried to tell Yuan how people have benefited from taking up this self-improving cultivation practice. Yuan stopped her, saying, My cousin gave me a copy of Juan Falun after my first surgery. I don't believe that book could bring me a miracle. The nurse said cultivation is not difficult. At least you can start by being a good person. The two words, good person, touched Yuan's heart. I will forever remember the date, May 18, 2010, Yuan said. I checked out of the hospital. I didn't give too much thought to my illness. Instead, I debated a lot whether I should cultivate Falun Gong. Just then, my cousin, who never contacted me after giving me Juan Falun, called me. Crying, she asked if I wanted to cultivate Falun Gong. I listened to Master Li's lectures and found the teachings reasonable, so I made up my mind. Yuan experienced dramatic changes. She said, I decided to stop all the therapy after the chemotherapy. When I told the doctor about my decision, to my surprise, he was very supportive. On a tour to Los Angeles with my colleagues, I used the microphone on the bus to tell them about Falun Gong. I said, The doctors sentenced me to death. The reason I am here, healthy and talking to you, is that I practice Falun Gong. Everybody applauded for me. I want to use my own experiences to tell everybody that Falun Gong is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.
Survivors of serious diseases. Women from different walks of life. Since Falun Dafa was introduced to the public by Mr. Li Hongzhi in 1992, it has brought improved health and well-being to more than 100 million people worldwide. The women profiled in this article are typical examples. University lecturer recovers from acute rheumatic heart disease. Ms. Wang Huilian held a master's degree and lectured at the Institute of Urban and Environmental Science at Northeast Normal University. In 1997, she was still in her 20s, and the future held many opportunities for professional development. As she was preparing to study for a PhD at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, she suddenly fell ill. Her illnesses worsened a year later. In despair, Ms. Wang suddenly recalled one of her friends recommending that she practice Falun Gong, which was hugely popular in China at that time. She started to reflect on her decision and opened up the book, Juan Falun, which her friend had given her. The contents shook her to the core. My view of the world completely changed. A completely new world appeared in front of me. I felt that I had hope, she said. Her condition improved, and Ms. Wong completely recovered a few months later and returned to school in September 1998. Crippling pain from car accident disappears overnight. Be it studies or work, life had always been smooth sailing for Ms. Dai Yai Wei, who was originally from Taiwan. She went to the best schools in Taiwan and earned two master's degrees. When she was 30 years old, however, her wonderful life changed drastically. In 2005, a month after she started to work, she was rear-ended in her car. She suffered severe injuries, and doctors told her to take a month off to rest before returning to work. Months later, she felt worse. All her joints were starting to ache, and it soon became difficult for her even to walk. Ms. Dai became afraid and quit her job to return to Taiwan for medical treatment. She was told it was too late to treat her joints. She cried for 3 days and wondered why she should continue to live. She suddenly thought of practicing Falun Gong and downloaded the book Zhuan Falun. After reading the whole book in a day, she was excited and made up her mind to practice Falun Gong. When she woke up the next morning, she found that she could move her hands with ease, and her entire body no longer hurt. All the pain that she suffered in the past 2 years disappeared in one day.
Critically ill man denied medical parole dies months after being imprisoned for telling people about his faith. After 3 months in Wangling Prison, Mr. Wang Yulei's life was in danger. He was unable to lift his head or even talk. As his health deteriorated, the doctor issued 3 critical condition notices for him. Mr. Wang's family requested permission to take him home on medical parole when they were given the 2nd notice of critical condition. The prison authorities would only agree to release him if he renounced his faith in Falun Gong. Unable to talk, Mr. Wang shook his head, no. Enraged by his persistence, the prison denied his parole request and ordered 4 guards and 2 inmates to monitor him around the clock. His condition continued to deteriorate until the doctor issued the 3rd critical condition notice. On August 31, 2018, Mr. Wang passed away in prison. He was 56. His background. In late 2013, while distributing Falun Gong-related materials, Mr. Wang was arrested with 3 other practitioners. He was detained for several months before being released. Just a few months after his release, Mr. Wang was arrested again and taken to a brainwashing center in April 2014. Because he refused to give up his faith after rounds of intensive brainwashing, he was sentenced to a 3-year sentence with a 5-year suspended sentence in late 2014. He was then released and put on probation. In early 2017, Mr. Wang developed symptoms of stomach cancer again. He was unable to eat for more than a month and couldn't keep anything down. He continued doing the Falun Gong exercises and recovered 2 months later. While studying Falun Gong books with other practitioners, Mr. Wang was arrested for the 3rd time in early 2018. The court sentenced him to another 3 years and fined him 5,000 yuan. The judge also revoked his 5-year suspended sentence and combined the 3 years he had been given in 2014. Because he had already been detained for 6 months between April and October 2014, his final term was set at 5 years and 6 months. Mr. Wang was taken to Jin City Prison in Hunan Province on May 14th and then transferred to Wang Lin Prison 1 month later, where he tragically passed away after being denied medical parole.
Germany, Falun Gong added to park exercise project in Lunen. The Lunen City website has posted an introduction to Falun Gong and recommends that residents try the meditation practice from the east. Located in the North Rhine-Westphalia region of western Germany, Lunen is surrounded by trees. The municipal sports department has established a project called Exercise in the Park in which volunteers lead people to exercise in the city's parks every day. Since last summer, Falun Gong practitioners have taught the exercises in a park every Sunday free of charge. This Qigong practice is now included in the Exercise in the Park project. Falun Gong is a practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and consists of four gentle standing exercises and a sitting meditation. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.